This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Did I really watch what I watched last night? Am I really going to say I watched every second? And am I going to acknowledge that I gave up on the ball club and then kind of clicked back and forth, went, wait a second, what's going on? I normally don't open with the Wolves, even though they are by far the team that I pay the closest attention to in town. And the one team in town, after working there for 16 years, I still care if they win or lose. But my God, what a ball game last night. That is, you can make a case that's the most significant regular season game in Timberwolves history. It's clearly the greatest comeback in the franchise's history. And there is no debate. Okay, they've had others around there, but what the bleep happened? I still can't quite figure it out. It's not, you can't, Dave Harrigan, Chad Hartman, Ari Bergeron here till 3. No back-to-back, Harrigan, because both teams are on a back-to-back. And they played each other the night before. You know, and yeah, the Thunder slept in their own bed, but sometimes, depending on your family, you'd rather have a back-to-back sleep in the hotel, right? Yeah, I mean, you've had many experiences, back-to-back shows, right? And you bring it every day.
Yeah, it's
Would
never
Would you
easy.
Rather stay... Yeah, it's oh, it's not.
No, you dig it's deep, not. Though. You dig deep, and you say, you know what, I'm like, doing it for the people.
I got to be honest. About 2 hours ago, talking to Kathleen, all of a sudden I got a kink in my neck.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about Ant Edwards and his block with the calf injury. That was just in the game. I'm doing the whole show with a kink in my neck.
Wow. Wow. Gutty performance
Thank
right
you.
There. Look at
Thank
you.
Thank you. I would like other people in the room applauding. I don't think that's enough. I mean, come on.
It's nobody yeah. else here. Oh,
yeah. Don't bother me with facts. Oh, God, actually just did hurt. I don't like it. But they're playing by far the best team in the league. And there's a ton of stats on it, but let's just give you two. They're down 20-plus on the road. Total of 25, but other numbers even better. They're playing a team with a winning percentage over 80%. They're winning over 80% of the games. No team under that scenario in the history of the NBA has ever won a game before. How about this one? The second time since 03, when you were like 2 years old, that a team under 4 minutes down by 16, won the game. They were down 16 with 3:41 left. They were down 25. They were down 21 with 8:30 to go. And they're not playing the Wizards. They're playing the best team in basketball. They don't have, in some sort of order of import, Gobert, Randall, Dante, Ant, and Nas, who right now are their clear-cut two best players, although Jaden McDaniels and Nickeil Alexander-Walker might be saying au contraire, we're really giving them nothing through three quarters. For their standards, nothing. To the point where the core of the comeback happens, down 16, with under four to go, and Chris Finch says, Ant, you're not playing great, your calf hurts, and I think the game's probably toast. And so you sit here. So that means Gobert, Randall, Ant, DiVincenzo, four of their five best players in some order are not on the floor when they stage the comeback. Wrong answers only. Former Wolves players who were on the floor during that comeback last night. I'll go first. Igor Rakosevich. Dave Aragon, who do you have now?
I think Shane Heal was running point, wasn't he?
Shane Heal, very good. Gundars Vetra. Alexei Shved. Anonymous Wolves players who may have been on the floor last night.
Was Crunch on the floor?
Crunch may have been on the floor.
When he's in the lineup, does he get to bring the mini trampoline?
He should. He should. Do the Thunder have a Thunder? Do they have the Thunder from down under?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Thunder's mascot game, I got to be honest. But this comeback happened. Jaden McDaniels, who until this month, and we're almost done with the month of February, until this month has been, Jaden, you can't just give us one out of every three games where we see the promise. This month, not even close, the best month of his career. And last night, a guy who's normally, I might need a heating pad on his neck. Ouch. He's a third or fourth option. They were going to him on a regular basis. He scores 27. Shannon, who was playing as much as you through the first quarter of the season, played with his jersey right side up. If you know, you know. He finished with 17-10 and has 11 points and 6 boards in the fourth. In the fourth quarter in overtime, the Wolves at the free throw line were 22 of 22. And you played part of the soundbite from the head coach, who he's going to join us, we're fairly convinced, either today or tomorrow. They're out in California. Minnesotans out in California in February. I can even identify with that concept, Dave.
No, it's embarrassing. Get back to Target Center. Let's go, coach.
It's shameful. It is shameful. So we assume, hopeful, and with some promise that Finch is going to join us. But he just told the truth, by the way, on the Thunder. He was feeling himself, right?
Oh, yes, he was. It was, you know, we just got a massive win. Let's tiptoe up to the line and see if I'm going to get fined or not.
They foul a ton talking about Oklahoma City, and you can't touch Shea. You absolutely cannot touch Shea. That's why when Ant jumps on the old pogo stick and blocks his shot at the end, absolutely spectacular block. His defense end of games is so much better than it is during the majority of the game. And the fact that they pulled this off with him, you can't say completely superfluous, because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's not the best player in the game. Joker is. But because voters get bored, which is so silly, where they're like, I voted for Jordan too often, or I voted for Trout too often, or I voted for Shohei too often. So I'm going to vote for the inferior player as MVP. Shai Gilgeous is going to win MVP this year unless something changes. And Ant blocks the shot, seemingly with ease. Then he joins the postgame show, and again, my gal Leah, I've known Leah for, I don't know, 35 years. She's trying to help Ant out. Ant, you're celebrating. Don't say the F word on TV just once. Is it possible? Can you help him out a little bit there, Dave?
No, I believe he is beyond help. That is one of his favorite words, and he don't mind when he's going to use it.
No. No, it's one of my favorite words, too. It's one of your favorite words also.
Great word.
It's a great word. It's the most versatile word in the English language. Ant.
That's the right – you just said it, versatile. So much versatility.
It's so much versatility. It's joy. It's frustration. It's sexy. It's anger. Whatever. Ant, when you're on live TV, when you aren't even fine that much, just wait. Just wait. Just wait a little bit. But it was just enthralling, and it's as good a regular season win as the Wolves have ever had in franchise history. Regular season. Does it compare with the comeback in Denver, Game 7 last year? No, it does not. It's not KG's Game 7 against Sacramento. But when you're playing the best team in the league, who are setting some stunning records right now, and you're getting boat raced, just flat out boat race, and you come back the way they did. Man, tremendous fight. No other way to say it. You want to chime in on the Wolves? And by the way, if you can figure out the team, if you can figure them out, good luck, because nobody else can. Scintillating victory for the Wolves last night. You want to chime in, including other former anonymous Wolves who might have been on the floor last night during the comeback. All that available to you. Lots of good stuff today. 651-461-9226 on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I like the start of this. What do we got? This is excellent.
Listen. Celebrating the birthday today, Chad, of Mr. Richard Morgan Fleer, known professionally as Rick Flair. 76 Woo! Years old today. We've got tunes dedicated to Rick or his favorite pastime, wrestling.
Space Mountain, baby. There is no debate on this one. The greatest wrestler of all time. You agree, correct?
I think I do. As far as just overall impact, yes.
Everything. Most importantly, to be a great wrestler, it's the mic. And there are a few others with them, with the mic, very few. But then the fact that he's a very good wrestler, too, and he lasted as long as he did. First of all, the fact that he's alive today.
It's impressive. Very impressive.
It's just so impressive. I just don't even know how he's alive.
Not many people, A, would be alive, but had the ability that he did to be equally loved and hated by the exact same people at the same time as he was. You hated him because of what he said, what he did, but you couldn't help but love him.
And Dan Cook, we love Dan. There's no hating Dan. The fact that Dan set up Ric Flair for Jason and not this show should have been grounds for dismissal. If Ric Flair was spooning with Jason before the interview, he wouldn't have recognized him. I mean, come on. Among the techs, Oklahoma City looked spent at the end, similar to the Wolves looked much of the Western Conference Finals versus Dallas. Well, I thought this person might be going to when the Wolves played the Mavs on Christmas Day, when they built a big lead and were hanging on. This wasn't like the Dallas games in the Western Conference Finals, because the first three were incredibly close. And then the fourth game was blowout. This was it's over. Turn it off, as I did during parts of it. I'm not going to say I was there the whole time, but I kept checking it and going, okay, now I got to, Quinny wants to watch wrestling. I'm going to the other room. I need to go to FanDuel right here. I need to say this. A texter we might have to block here. Ric Flair better than Hulk Hogan. Sorry, I disagree. Get out of here. Seriously. Come on. Without a doubt, Flair better than Hogan. Who else might have been on the floor last night? Johnny Flynn and the Smile. Do they count as two players or just one?
At the single player.
Single player.
Yep.
Yep. A number of folks offered up Duty Evie.
Of course.
Yes. Yes. That's Mac telling me on that one that he loved how Duty practiced against LeBron. And instead of Josh Howard, Duty Evie. Sweet guy, but no, could not play. Are we sure last night's game was actually wasn't one of those famous NBA halftime acts for another game? Yeah, quite a show. Very good. Anthony Edwards needs to grow up on and off the court. He's disrespectful when playing by dropping the F-bomb and the children. Okay. He needs to find a condom occasionally. Dave, do we agree on that?
That would help. That would help things, yes.
That would help. That'd be a good idea. Good idea. And the F-bomb in front of the cameras, he should slow down. He should slow down. Every player doesn't have to be the perfect role model. Every athlete doesn't have to be the perfect role model. Every young person does not have to be the good role model. Are these areas where he should get better? Yes. Yes. If all of us want to be judged at 23, I'm not sure we all would love how we're judged. But are those areas where he can be better? Sure. If we want to have that as the total part of his conversation, sure. But we better include a lot of people in that area, including a lot of 23-year-old athletes who may be magnificent behind the scenes, and also might have no idea what they're like behind the scenes. Other guys on the floor, Darko, Cherokee Parks, Mad Dog, hoisting the threes. How about the fact that was my swan song? After all the games I called, forcing Mad Dog to shoot threes so they would stay within the top 10 of the lottery.
I think that's very nice that Mad Dog did that for you.
One of the sweetest human beings of all time, Mark Madsen. Man, just high quality human. Luke Longley, Pooh. Somebody suggests Flip's birthday the day before was an inspiration. Understanding this team, it's not possible. If you want to convince me they can go to the playoffs and they can win multiple rounds, I say, sure, I could see it. You want to tell me they go out in the first round? Sure, I could see it. The young guys need to keep playing, though. This Randall Cannon need 11 guys, but they're not contrast for the Wolves and Wild the last 24 hours, because the Wild, how about the ups, the comeback they pulled off Saturday, right? When they were dead in the water. Not quite to the Wolves level, but still a hell of a comeback, and then they get another injury. Maybe they're not allowed on the ice unless it's game, but Joel Eriksson Ek is now out for at least four games. They've had their fill of injuries, that's for sure. Adam, Robert Carter next. Let's fill up these text, phone lines, and the Odyssey app with your peculiar, odd, funny, bizarre, unique questions for Ask Adam Anything. Phone number 651-461-9226. I'm told you sauntered right into the studio wearing a hat from Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay. You told us about 75 times that instead of going on a drunken stupor trip, that you decided to watch your daughters.
Yeah. You know why?
In the state tournament.
Yeah.
And you're still stunned that you haven't received the Nobel Peace Prize for that. Well, I'm sure it's a matter of time. But now you're wearing a Nashville hat. I mean, okay. Dave, isn't the first thought fraud right there? Is that your first thought?
Well, it's either fraud or A, he's doing it to point out to his daughters, you see what your dad gave up for you.
Yeah.
You see what I did for you.
Just a little reminder.
Yes. You want to explain yourself with the hat?
First of all, going at me for mentioning that I reluctantly stayed home to watch my girls in the state tournament. That's born out of your beating into the ground the fact that I missed one of Morgan's birthdays to go to Vegas.
And
did you do that? I never heard that story.
Yeah, I bailed on my So that's called. It's called.
You want to try to defend that one?
No, why I was guilted into staying for the state tournament.
Guilted in.
But I didn't know. Where in the rule book does it say you can only wear hats from places you've actually been?
We just created that rule book.
Okay.
We'll present you the rule book.
It's right next to your calendar.
Right next to Adam Carter's calendar.
We've got a rule book. You've got a calendar.
Right.
All right?
Yep.
Adam, lots of good texts coming in. 651-461-9226. I'd like the five things you accomplished last week. Let's go.
I was on the air Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
So that counts. Your
that counts.
Show, 5 days.
Minimal effort.
Adam, where does the white go when the snow melts?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah?
It has to do with kind of the formation of water crystals and whatnot. It's too boring. It's very scientific. I don't want to
get into all this. Okay, you understand it,
yeah,
you're not sure. I was just talking
to Neil deGrasse Tyson about this very thing, and we decided it's a little above board.
More text here, Adam. I headed to Vegas in a week for the first time. What should I put on my must-do list?
Big Elvis at Harrah's, the piano bar, free show. Big Elvis.
How about your Elvis? Should they see your guy?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he's still out there. I hope that show still exists. It used to be, I can't remember the name of the show, but it used to be in the Miracle Mile Theater by Planet Hollywood, but then it got bumped to like a off-the-strip hotel. Just a ballroom, and it didn't look good. It wasn't trending in the right direction.
This is, if you don't know, this is the Elvis who performed the ceremony when Adam and Jen were married in Vegas. And then didn't you see him the next night?
Yeah, he actually was the understudy, I guess in this case, the under Elvis for the main Elvis of that show. All shook up. That's what it's called.
Certain
all,
Elvises I don't want to be under. I got to be honest.
All shook up. But yeah, then he, we went and saw the show the night before, and he was the Elvis. It wasn't the usual one. So we were, but then the next day, like, well, you're the guy we saw last night. And then he invited us down to the M, I believe it's called, which is way south of the main strip. Beautiful hotel casino, but it's not with all the others. And he was there, and his, he's like, my buddy's Rod Stewart. So his buddy, I got to be honest, though, his buddy, not a great Rod Stewart.
Not a great Rod.
No. He had the hair, but that was about it.
Yeah. So of the acts of the last 10, 20 years, who will we be seeing in Vegas, right? Because you still got Frank, you still got Dean, you got Elvis, you got Neil Diamond. Will we have a Bruce?
I was thinking Bruce or like, you know, Beyonce.
Yep.
Gaga.
It's hard to do bands, right? Because
yeah,
are you going to have the Stones or U2?
Well, you've got, you know, there's various Beatles acts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But like, I guess U2, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe just Bono, just, you know,
yeah,
as over the top as Bono can be. Adam, be honest, more of your text here. As you sing Hail Minnesota while lowering the ultra-popular Minnesota flag each night, do you tear up?
I do tear up.
I suggested earlier every Minnesotan gets his or her own state song. Yep. That's how we resolve the issue.
Sure.
5.8 million state songs. More texts. Really good ones today. Adam, is it strange that my husband and I have never danced together, married for eight, together for 13 years?
That is strange.
You would think slow dancing somewhere would be almost unavoidable.
Your
right?
wedding, right? Even if it is a like a destination wedding, you think you would take time to have a dance.
Adam, has ice fishing become soft compared to 40 years ago, like fishing in your living room?
100% yes. I'll fully admit that.
And you're a participant by buying that mansion, which you purchased.
Yeah.
Which you've used so often.
Yeah. Right. Might be hitting the for sale market soon. Stay tuned. Once owned by WCCO's Adam Carter.
Exactly. The garage sale might be a part of Ask Adam Anything every once in a while.
What a new segment on Wednesdays.
Yes. 651-461-9226. Adam, would you rather have an extra arm or extra leg or any other extra appendage? Hi-oh!
You beat me to the punch on that one. You want an extra arm, right?
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
More than the leg?
I feel like you do much more with your arms.
Where'd you put the third one?
It's a good question.
Is it right in the chest?
No, I'd like two coming out of the left side.
What does it do to your shirt situation?
Right. You need to you got to find a tailor. Custom-made shirts. I don't think
you think there's a lot of
tailors? A lot of three-arm shirts out there.
Have expertise in that area? I think the leg, you can normal everyday activity is a little easier. And save your sick jokes, everybody. I know they're out there. More text. Adam says, your family was in auto sales. What do car salesmen and sales managers talk about when they go into the room and talk pricing?
Yes. Got to talk to my manager on this. Nothing at all. They're just, it's a move.
Another text. Have you seen the AI footage of Trump kissing Elon's feet?
I just watched it. It's just.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. Here's one political question. We'll occasionally go here. So now that Trump's been president for a few months, can you honestly say you'd rather have Kamala in the White House? I mean, be honest. If those were your only two options, Adam, who would you rather have right now?
Kamala Harris.
More of Ask Adam Anything next. 651-461-9226.
Can I
In
start?
About 20 minutes, Jimmy Galliano on the new FBI leadership. Did you want to chime in?
Can I pose a question to you?
Of course.
In light of an announcement today by the Minnesota State Fair, which is just a few short weeks away, do they just automatically book every year the Happy Together Tour for the grandstand?
I think they do.
Right? Every year. The Turtles.
They've got a residency.
Happy Together.
I bet it sells.
It must totally sell out.
Do we have any big names so far? We were talking about this, Dave, about a week or two ago where people were texting the big names they've had a chance to see at the state fair. It's been a while since we just had somebody in their prime, though, right? You know, Taylor was there early. And
right now it's
plenty.
Old Dominion, Melissa Etheridge and the Indigo Girls, Happy Together Tour, Def Leppard, more to come.
Yeah. Nobody in their prime, but plenty of seats will be sold for all those acts, right?
Oh, sure they were.
Yeah. Texter says State Fair seems to be getting weaker on the grandstand lineup. Do you agree with that, Adam?
I don't.
I don't think so either.
No.
Right?
Nope.
I think it's resonating. Dave sent me a story where you now, or apparently have been able for a while, it's not easy, but you can rent a chicken.
Mm.
Rent a chicken. Considering egg prices, Adam, would you consider that?
Well, having two dogs, it's tough to have a chicken around, too. Might get messy.
Yeah, that could be problematic. On this day, 1964, at the time, Cassius Clay, soon to be Muhammad Ali, defeats Sonny Liston for the first time in the, I think, one of the 5 to 10 most famous photos in sports history, Ali over the fallen Sonny Liston, right? So that's an iconic sporting event. If you could go back and go to one sporting event in the history.
Oh, geez.
I'll go first, and it's the same thing here. I'm going Ollie Frazier because the country was mesmerized by it. You know, we're just getting to the 70s. The 60s were so turbulent. Ollie, a part of it, when he wouldn't go to Vietnam. Sadly, the racial strife that came out of two black fighters. You got Frank Sinatra taking photos ringside for Life magazine. I would want to see Ali Frazier, Madison Square Garden, 1971.
Oh, this is I don't have anything prepared. I don't know what it would be.
Can I give you one?
Sure.
Can I give you one that I think you're going to say yes?
Yeah.
Miracle on Ice. As much as you used to love hockey, way more of a hockey observer than you.
Yeah. That's what
that's got to be.
Well, that was in the back of my mind, you know, but it's like I'm so, like, they've beaten that thing to death so much lately. It's like, God.
This is
honestly. You'd be standing there with your back turned.
Okay. All right. We get it. We won. Okay. I don't know, man. It's like,
Well, my favorite part of that, because we both tweeted out the same thing, and even Louie, okay, anybody's going to push back, even Louie on this show the day after said, enough. Okay? When Louie's saying enough, it's enough. But I loved how I tweeted it out, and one of the responses I got, Nepo baby.
Yeah, okay? Of course.
I mean, if I would have said the opposite, I can't get enough of Miracle, that person would have said, you go, man.
Right.
It's so good. Mike in Minneapolis has called in. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, fellas. I was watching Daytona. Hi. Watching Daytona this year and, you know, the president dropping to do a couple laps in the Beast.
Yeah.
And then there was a really long, like 3 hours rain delay. How do you think the Democrats were able to pull that off?
Yeah, I don't know. Weather, controlling the weather. They said it's happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Contrails. I'm sure contrails were involved somehow.
Contrails. Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Did you see Alec Baldwin's latest on the streets of New York?
Yeah, the guy who does the Trump impersonation, who at times mm-hmm. is very funny, but like...
Yeah.
I mean, you're asking for it, okay? You know, he's a jackass. We all know that. But when you're constantly hounded like that, and
yeah.
I mean, who, I, you know, he didn't, it was, I'm siding with Alec on that one.
Yeah, you laid it out well. Listen, there's no design. Alec Baldwin has demonstrated enough that he is a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a significant temper issue. And he has created some of this. But let's be honest. The guy gets hounded incessantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy doing Trump, you're right. He can be funny.
Yep.
But he's just belittling him about the woman who died
yes.
on the Rust set.
Yeah.
And he's in his face. Now, is Baldwin better off walking away without saying, if the cameras weren't here, I'd bleeping snap your neck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But if you face that as incessantly as he does, and again, he created plenty of this, so I'm not trying to give him much grace here. I think plenty of us would snap at times, don't you?
100%.
Especially when it happens when his kids, when his 474 kids are around.
Yeah.
That's pathetic then, okay?
I think so.
All right, let's get to the headliner. How devastated are you that Chi-Chi's as far away? I mean, you have been lamenting the loss of Chi-Chi's for years and years.
Before
and
it
years.
Was popular. Before it was popular.
But mainly on this segment.
I know.
On this segment, about 10 years ago, you missed Chi-Chi's, and now it comes back.
Yeah.
And it's by me. It's St. Louis
yeah.
Park
you're,
and Maple Grove.
You're rolling.
And I don't care that Chi-Chi's is back.
You're rolling in options over there.
If Chi-Chi's was in my bedroom, I'd go sleep on the couch. I'm not going. And you, pining, lusting for
yeah.
Chi-Chi's. And from you, it's like an hour and 10 minutes away.
You know what it is? It's a personal affront.
it's a personal affront
to me. By the way, my wife called me out on this. She's 100% right. I will not stand from this hat abuse. My beautiful wife bought me this Nashville hat.
Yeah. Well, we all love her.
Yeah, I know.
That's nothing to do with her. It's you and besmirching the trip.
Yeah. I did not besmirch. That a Chi-Chi's mm-hmm. there, I might have changed my mind. Chi-Chi's Nashville, like two-level Chi-Chi's bar? Come on.
Oh, sure. Yeah. More of the suggestions. Jesse Owens, 36, Berlin Olympics. That'd be amazing. I just want to know that as an individual like myself, where my father's Jewish, my mother not, I want to be able to get out of the 36 Berlin Olympics. Is that
true.
An okay ask
yes.
for me?
Yeah.
Ollie Foreman. What a great documentary that is. McEnroe, Borg, Wimbledon. That'd be amazing. Mazeroski, 60, Game 7, World Series, the walk-off against the Yankees. And how about all those Viking Super Bowl victories? What
yeah.
about that one?
Yeah, right up at the top.
Yeah, right near the top. Let's get to a few more.
What about Jack at 86? I thought that would be yours. Greenside, maybe 2019 when Tiger wins.
The tough thing about a golf tournament
yeah.
is I want to see everything.
I know. It's not good to be their spectator event.
You can't, right? I want to see as he starts, and I could break it all down here, as he birdies 9, yeah. 10, 11, bogeys 12, and then hits the...
I remember it really like it was yesterday, Chad. You don't have to remind exactly. me of it. Remind me of it.
Chuck, it's good that you're with us here briefly. Yeah. But when Jack hits the four iron to about 10 feet on 15, and then later Seve dumps in the water, I need to see it all.
Yeah.
Golf's better on TV, right?
Yes.
You know. All right, sir. Great stuff as always. Always appreciate it. Love you, man, and thanks for coming on the show.
Anytime, Bill.
Thank you, buddy. Adam Robert Carter. Let's talk about the new FBI leadership with Jimmy Galliano early next hour.